Alrighty.
So when you open it up, right, okay. So just when you open it up, I think we're going to add some things. So we said, ask if it's okay if the student only opens up. And I think so. And then, because right now the agenda does not. So we need to agree to some of that agenda to take first. I guess it's not Susan. Is it housekeeper? Yeah, it's a housekeeper.
Alrighty.
So good morning. We'd like to call to order the monthly session of the District of Columbia Board of Pharmacy. We will start with the open session of the meeting. And so I will have the board and staff members introduce ourselves for this opening session. I'll begin. I'm Daphne Bernard, board member.
Good morning. James Appleby, board member.
Tamara McCants, board member.
Emmanuel Belgard, board member.
Alan Friedman, board member.
Benjamin Miles, board member.
Staff present.
Shauna White, executive director.
Corinne Barron, health licensing specialist.
Lawrence Holland, investigator.
Latasha Gaskin, health licensing specialist.
Charlie Williams, board attorney.
And so at this time, we will entertain a motion to close the open session. So we will now have our executive director to give remarks so that we may amend the agenda to take care of some items.
Can we agree by consensus to amend the agenda to allow the executive director to take care of some housekeeping items?
Yes. It's late morning. It's almost afternoon. I just wanted to update everyone. Our next scheduled board meeting, which would be for an open session to the public and executive session, is scheduled right now for October the 5th. We just were informed a few days ago that day DOH, the Department of Health, will be conducting its annual open house. So I wanted to ask the board if they would like to reschedule that meeting to another date in October, or have the public session in November. The boardroom is a little difficult to get, but if we could see availability for dates that this room is available, I'll start giving out a few dates. October the 6th, October the 16th, October the 17th, October the 20th, October 26th, October 27th, October 30th and 31st. I would tend to probably shy away from the last few dates because we do have our scheduled November meeting, November the 2nd, which is a Thursday. So,
can you repeat those dates?
Sure. October the 6th, October the 16th, 17th, 20th, 26th, 27th, 30th, and 31st. So, if anybody has any availability of those days, preferably those days earlier in the month, because we have our November meeting on November the 2nd, which is the same week as October the 30th and the 31st. So, do you have any comments if everyone's looking through their schedule?
And for Friday or Monday?
Monday the 9th.
Because the 6th or the 16th might be the better day since they're a little bit earlier in the month.
The 9th, I would like to mention this Columbus Day, so we're closed, but.
The 16th is a Monday.
I can do the 16th or the 6th.
Preference?
I cannot do them. I can't
either
do
either one of those days. Okay.
But if you can still get a quorum.
The 20th might be a little too late, but I mean, I'm willing to do it to see if, I guess, if everyone is available.
Can I? I can't do the 20th either. However, if you want to stick with the original couple dates you were looking at and go around, you could maybe still get a quorum.
Yeah. Is there anyone else who's absolutely unavailable on the 6th or the 16th?
I'm absolutely unavailable on the 6th.
I would prefer not to meet on the 16th.
I'm unavailable on both those days, 6th and the 16th.
Okay. And Emmanuel?
I'm available on both days.
It might just be better off just going to November. We finished last month in like 45 minutes. So I don't think we have a heavy agenda this month. So right now things are in the middle.
That will be an all-day meeting scheduled for November the 2nd.
With an open session.
So I know I sent you some dates a couple months ago that I wouldn't be here. There's a good chance I'm going to be at a Pharmacy Association meeting that day out of town.
On the 2nd.
Yeah, but I mean, feel free to, I mean, definitely have the meeting.
I guess you need to see if everyone else...
I know it's a regular board meeting.
It's a normal board meeting.
It's a normal board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So does anyone else have any objections? Just want to make sure everyone will be planning to attend in November.
November 2nd.
Okay.
When you say it's an all-day meeting, is it?
Well,
open and executive.
Open and executive session.
So we're changing our normal format then?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Right, so we will change it.
Normally that would be a committee meeting qualified. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Do you want to talk about the subcommittee wanting to do that stakeholder thing during that meeting, or invite stakeholders?
Sure. I guess the question is whether we'll have something in place by then where we could solicit input right then, as opposed to holding a separate meeting that we have to publish and register, right?
November?
For the November meeting?
I'm optimistic.
Okay. I'm optimistic. Yeah? Okay.
My concern is, so now we're talking, it's 2 months before we even actually take action on anything, which is then going to take more time. I'm just concerned about.
But we can't.
No, we're going to move forward, and that's the meeting where we'll tell them what we're doing and solicit any input on what we've already done.
And then the board will make a motion, and it will happen that day.
We can get that authority today.
Seems to me we ought to try and have it functional as of November 2nd.
Right, but we can't have it functional before then because the board has to approve.
Let's give us authority today.
We're talking about naloxone training. Sorry. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Let's give them that background feedback.
Okay.
And remember, this is the open session, although there's no public.
So this is
so
open.
So the minutes are public.
Right.
So for the health and safety and welfare of the district citizens, we'd like to move faster on the training program.
Right. So DC legislation, as you remember, allows for and actually provides some requirements around the ability for pharmacists to prescribe naloxone. So it's giving access to consumers in the District of Columbia without a prescription from a physician. In order to do so, the legislation requires that pharmacists undertake a training program on opioid use and abuse and there are five very specific requirements in the law that need to be included in the training program, and there are, I believe, seven counseling elements that includes those five plus two more that needs to be provided by pharmacists to individuals who are getting the naloxone or the antagonist, use antagonist provided to them. And so what the legislative committee was working on this morning is how to provide for that training program, whether it's one consistent program that everybody takes or whether it's board-approved programs, multiple programs as well. So we're exploring a number of opportunities to, as quickly as possible, make a training program available to pharmacists that meet the regulatory requirements. And we'll have some follow-up, and then at the next public session, hopefully, when the full board's together, the committee will be able to make a formal recommendation for your consideration to move this agenda forward. Carla, is there anything to add?
So I think what Mr. Appleby is saying is that that would mean we wouldn't move forward until November,
right.
And we're kind of concerned about the timing of it because right now pharmacists can't
actually prescribe and do this, which the law would allow them to do. So I think what we would be asking the board for is some authority that if we can identify programs or help create a program that meets this requirement in the law, that we can put it up as kind of a, at least a stopgap, and have it in place to allow pharmacists to start using it until we can put something, I guess, more formal and final in place.
Yeah, and it's the content that we're looking at, but it's also, from a technical standpoint, how to administer the program and be able to track who's taken it. So those are kind of the dynamics that we're working through as well.
So given the committee the authority to, I mean, certainly we would, through our normal informal processes, make sure everyone else is aware of it, but giving them the authority to go ahead and adopt and, at least one program that people can start using versus waiting till November, getting the authority, and then getting a program in place, hopefully before Christmas.
Right.
So is there a motion that we need?
Yes, please.
And before we take the motion, just to acknowledge Mr. Wayne Kirby has joined the meeting. So is there a motion? And this would give the subcommittee the authority to recognize or create, but more than likely I'm thinking it probably would be to see a way to kind of recognize or approve programs that may be in existence that meet the training criteria and do that sooner rather than later.
So, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that the board give the Legislative and Regulatory Committee authority to create and or approve and administer a training program on opioid use and abuse that meets the regulatory requirements as outlined in
the law.
The law.
Is there a second? Is there general consensus in favor of the motion?
Yes.
Discussion. Any discussion?
Any questions about what we're really asking for?
Right. No. I was just wondering whether there's a timeline to that for you guys, the subcommittee, to start and finish on that and have it done.
It would really be, as Carla was saying, if we could pull something together before the public session in November, then we could get it going. If for whatever reason we can't, because there's a number of moving pieces, then hopefully we would have something for the full board to review in November and get it going shortly around that time or shortly thereafter. But having the approval or the authority to do it, we hopefully can move the agenda quicker. It would, and it's in the public best interest. Was there a second?
Yes.
Thank you.
A couple of seconds.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? If we're ready for the vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? The motion carries.
Thank you.
No, I don't have anything else for open session.
Okay. So if there are no other items, we will entertain a motion to close our open session. And so if there's anyone who's prepared to make that motion, please refer to the language that's in the open session agenda.
Madam Chair, I move that the board close the open public session portion of the meeting and move into the closed executive session portion of the meeting pursuant to DC Official Code 2-575B for the following purposes: to discuss disciplinary matters pursuant to 2-575B9, to seek the advice of counsel to the board to preserve the attorney-client privilege, or to approve settlement agreements pursuant to 2-575B4.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Thank you.
Second.
Okay. And so we'll take a roll call vote and approval of the motion, and so we will start with Mr. Appleby.
This is James Appleby. I am in support of the motion.
Tamara McCants, I'm in support.
Emmanuel Dalgard, I'm in support.
Eddie Curry, in support of the motion.
Alan Friedman, support.
Benjamin Miles, supporting the motion.
Thank you. The motion motion carries. So this concludes the public open session of the meeting. The board will now move into the closed executive session portion of the meeting pursuant to DC Official Code 2-575B for the reasons set forth in the motion. Open session concluded at 11:49 a.m.